Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. News is breaking like every minute since we got back from our Christmas party. Thanks to John Fricke for holding it down. It's the 5 o'clock hour with Mike Johnson and for Carl Dukes on Dukes and Bell. And we start off every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. Oren, get in here. We got to get some more bass in this. I said, hey man. Thank you. Man, let's start with what's the biggest news in college football, and that is Michigan has dismissed their head coach. We had, just talked about, the hiring cycle and how crazy it was for Penn State to wait so long to eventually get Matt Campbell from Iowa State. And now Sherrone Moore, following an investigation that found credible evidence, quote unquote, he was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, presumably with Michigan football, that he is gone. And at this late in recruiting and everything else, Mike and I were just talking about it. And already the leading candidate for the Michigan job, the name on. So, again, just because someone puts this out there doesn't mean that this is going to happen before Alabama fans drive off the road.
Yeah.
But Kalen DeBoer's name has been linked to the Michigan job.
Same way for the Penn State job at a certain point. And
right.
I think that's just, I think that people look at Kalen DeBoer and go, okay, he doesn't look like a guy that belongs in the South, right? Especially in a place like Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So you start, kind of saying, is he ever going to find his way out? His stock is decently high right now after taking over for Nick Saban. He's in the college ball playoffs. So I can see how people would start kind of making those connections.
Right.
And look, there's no doubt. Larry Ellison, who I just brought up a minute ago, the co-founder of Oracle, who bought Bryce Underwood and whose wife is a Michigan grad,
right,
is going to throw the bag at somebody. There's no doubt about it. Do I think it's going to be the Kalen DeBoer? Absolutely freaking not. I don't.
You know my buddy, Maximum Bob? You never met? Well, you don't have only worked together 2 days.
Yeah.
I got a buddy I met years ago at Maggiano's in Buckhead. And he's a big Wall Street guy. Anyway, he's worked for Larry Ellison. He's fired him and hired him 4 times.
No kidding.
Because he basically tells Larry
his name is Maximum Bob.
Yeah, Maximum Bob.
What a great name.
That's because he always bets the table Max if they're playing craps. He does very well for himself.
Maximum Mike.
He's bi-coastal, does very well for himself. But he's the only guy that apparently tells Larry Ellison what's what. And Larry Ellison fires him. And then a few months later brings him back.
Is that really a term? Bi-coastal?
Yeah, bi-coastal. East Coast, West Coast.
Shit, so it's not like a
not like
seasonal
that
living.
No,
it's
no,
one,
no.
One way or the other.
Or another kind of lifestyle.
Okay, yeah. No, Oren's hand is hovering.
No.
Right now.
Day-Day actually said that he was bi-coastal. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because he grew up in New York and Connecticut and California.
No, that's
producer.
Not bi-coastal, though. That's just north and south. That's people that live like winter, summer.
That's East Coast and West Coast.
And East Coast, West Coast, bi-coastal.
That's two different coasts, yeah.
I know you went to Alabama, son, but a lot of people say bi-coastal.
Day-Day said he's bi-coastal because he lives in New York. But
if you're doing it at the same time, that's the definition of bi-coastal. My guy's a Wall Street guy. Got a place,
I've never heard that term.
Place in Manhattan, place in Jersey. He's got a place in Silicon Valley. And so that's when you mentioned Larry Ellison, I had to get a chuckle because, yeah, Bob's one guy basically tells him what's what. And then Larry's like, you're fired. And then a few months later, okay, come back. Because like maybe Arthur Blank needs Maximum Bob. Somebody will tell him what's what instead of maybe, I don't know, kind of reinforcing whatever message Arthur thinks is the one that's right at the time.
I think I need to meet this guy. His name's Maximum Bob.
Maximum Bob. He's been up. Yeah. You know what he looks like? Like an older Steve Buscemi. Not the most attractive man in the world. Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. So we'll try to see what more information will come out. It's literally leaking. And then it popped around about 30 minutes ago.
Spread like wildfire.
And
man,
that's what's going on. So immediately, any other coach who is linked with another job will now be linked with Michigan. It's lazy journalism, but that's why Alabama fans don't sweat it as far as Kalen DeBoer. That's how it works these days.
Do you see me sweating right now?
No.
Actually, probably. I'm a pretty sweaty dude, but it is what it is. But no, I don't think I'm worried about it. I don't think Alabama fans should be worried about it. I mean, it is what it is. I would have to think, though, and I brought this up a minute ago to you during the break. At this point, you're after signing day, you're before the transfer portal, the college coaching, let's just call it musical chairs, has kind of ceased a little bit. I would have to think it'd be an NFL coordinator at this point where you go try to, get your coach and come to have him on a short lease. The nature of the beast in college football now, Mike, is that if you don't have a good year 1 year, you can fire the coach, bring in 20 new players in the portal, and you can kind of remake things. It's not the way it used to be. So
more on that and more on college football coming up as part of the Strong Arm story. All right, here's where it gets sideways, and we've got to tread lightly because it's innuendo, it's people in their feelings, in their bag. But as Carl would say if he was here, it's a developing story. It starts with Ray McLeod. And we read the you can read the stuff. I put it up there at Mike Bell, ATL on social media. I'm on, we don't say X, it's Twitter. But Ray kind of had a rambling statement about, I guess, where he is right now in his life. And it ended with a comment about being, it wasn't performance-based. And that's Raheem Morris talks about the dismissal of Ike Hilliard and with Ray McLeod, performance-based. So Ray, in essence, refuting what the coach told us on 92.9 about his dismissal and perhaps alluding to what happened with Ike Hilliard. And I still don't know what happened there. Then we get a post from Kadarrell Hodge. Chris Blair has a video of Hodge, says, we ain't forgot when. And Hodge quotes it with saying,
We ain't forgot twin.
Exactly.
You know, I just want to make sure we clarify that.
We ain't forgot twin.
We ain't forgot twin.
It says, Hodge goes.
There should be a comma there. We ain't forgot comma.
Yeah.
Twin.
Right.
And he says, blank, somebody did. So is that.
He says, shoo.
Is he referring to the head coach?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of smoke all of a sudden around this Falcons team.
I don't know.
On a short turnaround. Now,
one position group, too.
But that's it. And that's why I kept asking this all ever since Ike Hilliard got. You liked him enough to hire him. He was good enough to get you nearly 2 1,000-yard receivers. And then the third week of the season, you looked like crap against Carolina, and I felt Raheem Morris scapegoated him by firing him. And then some folks around the organization said, no, you don't know. No, there's more. But nobody will tell me what's what.
Yeah.
So it leads to further speculation. And now guys who played the position, Raheem Morris, I don't know how you explain this one. Raw, for what it's worth, Ray's gone.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hon, you need Ray Ray now because your wide receiver room sucks.
I was going to say, and look, man, it kind of is what it is in terms of that. Like I said a minute ago, I've been in locker rooms. I've done all that kind of sort of stuff. I've seen the behind-the-scenes stories that don't come out public, and some of them may never come out public. But the nature of the beast is what's interesting about it is you find yourself in this situation. And so we did this behind the curtain a minute ago. Are they going to bring back Raheem Morris? And he feels very confident that that Arthur Blank feels good about him and Arthur Blank's got his back. I just wonder if there's something to this story where the wide receiver core has been so, so bad over the course of the year. The communication has been bad between the wide receivers and the quarterback position. And are we dealing with something where Arthur Blank knows the true story and knows why the wide receivers have been so bad because you've been without certain people and just says, hey, that's not something that Raheem could have fixed or could have foreseen coming. I don't know. That's the hardest part for me, Mike, and because I know that a lot of fans look at it and go, okay, this is Raheem. I don't know that it's something that Raheem's fault.
Right. He can't control.
I don't know that it's something that Raheem could have controlled. And I think people just need to keep an open mind from that aspect and say, look, this could have been something where – maybe Arthur's the one that made the decision that Ike had to go.
I don't know.
You just don't know. But and that's the uncomfortable part about
it. The thing is, and because social media has kind of become like high school or the telephone game where people just, they see it. That's got to be true. Two things can be true. Raheem dismissed Ray Ray because Ray Ray disrespected him in a position. We talked about this earlier. There's a chain of command that's got to be respected. Sometimes things can be water under the bridge. Sometimes guys got to go. It depends on how disrespectful you are, and sometimes if a guy has a problem with a guy who's got dismissed and it becomes like a cancer in the locker room, you got to get rid of it. You got to cut it out.
Yeah.
So that could be one of the scenarios. The other scenario is Ray Ray's right. Some things, and there's a culture thing that's missing, that's not being executed. Players are picking up on it. Now, again, I've asked people here on Twitter because a lot of folks are saying a number of players are liking the comments.
Yes.
From Chris Blair on the Cadarell Hodge.
I'm saying,
please send me that. I can't go with that on the radio as a fact. I need some visual representation of that. we got to be fair to the Falcons because two things can also be true. A squeaky wheel gets the grease, and these guys are disgruntled employees, and you got to take that with a grain of salt. Cadarell Hodge got benched. Raheem got cut. Ray McLeod got cut by Raheem Morris.
Yes.
But it's Orrin's point. It's the wide receiver room.
Yeah.
A wide receiver room that's not good right now and not doing the job, and unfortunately it's contributed to us losing some football games.
Yeah, and I think, look, and this is not ever me taking up for Raheem at all. I mean, I think we've had this conversation a number of times, and I know that you've had back and forth with Raheem. It is what it is. But I feel like it's my job, especially on this show right now, hanging out with you, to tell both sides of things. I think that in this lore where Ray Ray has gotten cut, which was, I don't even know how many weeks ago at this point, somehow Ray Ray has been turned into like the ultimate competitor in these stories. He wasn't going to deal with it, man, because he said that he knew things weren't being done the right way. In my estimation, in my past, that's usually not what it is, right?
Right.
It's not some wide receiver that's going, hey, man, we're not working hard enough. You know what I mean? We're not doing things the right way. I ain't standing for this. I don't think it's that either, man. I don't necessarily feel like it's a football-related thing that this schism inside of this meeting room. It's just, first of all, wide receiver is a very unique position to start with. That is always, and that's why Terry Rubisky was so good for so many years here, because he could deal with the personalities inside of that room.
But
it's
that's
hard
why,
to find people like
and that's
that.
Why whenever we get a story like this, especially because social media, it's always in flux, we always say, here's one scenario, here's another. Don't know, and we're not going to try to speculate, just giving you everything we can spitball.
Everything we got.
The Giants just cut Ray Ray McLeod.
Wow.
That's from Tom Pelissero.
And that comes on the back of what we just talked about with Brian Cox. Brian Cox, evidently, his seat on the flight got moved to the back of the plane and not up front. And Mike Kafka made this decision as an interim coach that assistant coaches were going to sit in the back.
So Ray McLeod could be talking about performance-based things with Big Blue, or performance-based things with the Falcons.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But the Falcons
calls.
Players like Ray Ray.
That does bring into question the four calls thing.
Right, and it gets us to an interesting point. The Falcons cut Ray Ray. Ray Ray was having a good, again, had his best career year last year, over 650 yards receiving, a touchdown. He's like, when you cut him, there's apparently a couple of guys in that Falcons locker room that had his back.
Yeah.
And they liked him. And that's, again, as you said, not everybody has to get along in a 53-man roster, but you don't want to, you know, sow some seeds of dissent where some guys feel a guy got scapegoated or dropped, if that is the case.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's the unfortunate truth is, for right now, at least for the next 4 weeks of the season or until something else happens, we're going to have to deal with a situation where we don't know the truth. And I know that Raheem, because of the win-loss record, because of where the Falcons are at right now, nobody's going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, well, he made the right decision. There's nobody out there right now going, hey, he probably made the right decision, because of the fact that you have the win-loss record that you do.
Now,
but
that's
just don't know.
That's the Ray Ray thing. Then we've got Chris Blair posting a video of Hodge caption, we ain't forgot to win. We ain't forgot twin.
Twin. We ain't forgot twin.
And Hodge quotes it with, she, somebody did. What a mess, you know, the wide receiver may be. Because Penix liked Ray Ray's post. So that could be just him supporting Ray Ray with the Giants.
It could be the fact that they just, man, they know they're going to go get the dub.
You know,
we've got AJ. AJ made a comment about Ray Ray because they got their guys back. And then London liked that too. So this could be about him getting got with the Giants and not even getting got with the Falcons.
We need to get, and this is going to sound weird, but go with me here. We need to get somebody right now who is an expert in all things social media, intertwining relationships. Like, find some junior high, like, eighth grade girl right
any
now.
Female.
Any grade,
female.
Yeah.
And can we get any female?
We will get to the bottom of this so quickly.
Females turn into,
I mean, normally Chris Turtle Thomas is our conduit into the world of social media and deciphering what this all means. But Ray Ray got cut by the Giants. That happened about 9 minutes ago, so he probably knew about that when he posted.
For sure.
Is he talking about the Falcons? Is he talking about the Giants? And then we get the video of Chris Blair with Kadarrell Hodge, which is a whole other kettle of fish.
I don't know, man.
And Kadarrell Hodge also got disciplined by the coach, got benched. So there's some smoke. There's smoke in the wide receiver room at Flowery Branch.
Man, it's crazy.
We'll come back. The bombshell story today happens in the Big Ten. Next on Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.